Welcome to a Durban Christian Center South Ministry message. We hope you enjoy this inspiring word from our senior pastor, Pastor Johnny Grobler.
Now I've entitled my message today, The Supernatural Dimension of the Altar. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, as we look into the altar of God and the dimension, you know, I believe we are in the end times of the Spirit, and we are standing at the threshold of one of the mightiest moves of God that the world has ever seen. And that is why the Spirit of God would have us possess our homes. Amen. And take charge. And we've been reading about how Abraham had, wherever Abraham went, one thing that stood out about Abraham is every place that God led to him, the first thing he would do when he gets to that place is build an altar. Establish an altar to the Lord. And we're going to continue for the foreseeable future about talking and revealing and coming into the depth of this important thing that God is speaking to us about as a church. Establishing the altar of God in our homes. And of course, I'm building around the 6:10 principle, Matthew 6:10, that every day at 6 o'clock, we're going to start with 10 minutes ministering to our families. Amen. Matthew 6:10 says, Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. In my home, on this earth, as it is in heaven. Somebody say amen. Amen. Now, when we look at the altar, why does Abraham go and build an altar wherever God leads his family to? Wherever God places him, there he builds an altar, because it acknowledges the supernatural dimension of God with him and his family. Can I say it again? An altar acknowledges the supernatural dimension of God in your home. Without the altar that Abraham would establish, he would have looked just like everybody else. He would have looked like somebody that's there to just get what he wants. He would have looked just like the world, just a traveler. He would have carried no supernatural dimension. But because of the altar, there's a mark on him of the supernatural dimension of the presence of God. It's because of the altar that God's presence was continuously made manifest with him. How many of you know that if you make place for God, he will fill it? Somebody say amen. And so the Bible says something about us. And it's an amazing scripture where God says, You are my witnesses that I am God. Without us establishing altar, there is no witness. Amen. What you do is witness. I often hear people say, you know, people can just see that you are a child of God. No, they can't just see. It's your lifestyle that they see. It's your words that they see. It's the altar that you establishes that causes them to see. Somebody say amen. So the altar is a testimony to the world that Jesus is Lord in our homes. Have you know the enemy is fighting for the homes? He's fighting for families. He's fighting to take away mother and father and replace it with a male that doesn't know he's a male and a female doesn't know they're female. Hello. Like right now, there's a fight for that. Do you know in America, they can't even tell a child it's a boy or a girl. So when the child gets born, they're not allowed to have on the birth certificate, boy. They have to have, he has to discover what he is. Do me a favor, put him in front of a mirror, let him discover. Amen. And if you're confused about what you are, get undressed, stand in front of a mirror, have a good look, it's revealed. The Bible says creation reveals the glory of God. All right, we won't go there. So many families, listen, many families have lost their testimony. Many families have lost the supernatural dimension of the presence of God in their homes because of altars that are missing. These are very important things. But thank God we are bringing the altar back. We are bringing this nation and we are bringing the South District back to its roots. I see in the name of Jesus all over this city homes that become lighthouses. Hallelujah. And sweet smelling savors to the nostrils of God, that he says, I will dwell in that place. And by the way, one of the words that God gave us when he sent us here is there's going to be such a move of God in the South District that there's not going to be place found for devils. Thank you for your enthusiasm. Somebody say amen. Why? Because of the altar. Because the altar acknowledges and establishes the presence and the glory of God. How do you know your actions are important in worship? I found I can walk into a service where people are worshiping, but if my hands are down and my voice is not proclaiming, I'm isolated, I'm not entering. Tell your neighbor, your actions are important. Hallelujah. Come on now. The enemy is fighting this message because God wants the home to be reestablished. Somebody say, amen. Hallelujah. In Joshua 22, verse 34, we read about how important the altar is. It says, the children of Reuben and the children of Gad called the altar witness. Everybody say witness. They establish an altar. They call the altar witness, for it is a witness between us that the Lord is God. When you, as a father or as a mother, establishes the altar in your home, it is a witness between you and your spouse, you and your children, you and the community. It is a witness that he is God. Hallelujah. Amen. I'll never forget when I first got saved, a person spoke to me, said, listen, if you've got an ashtray in your home, it's an idol. Throw that thing out of your house. I used to have an ashtray for the unbelievers if they come, you know. I never smoked. Even unsaved, I had better sense than smoking. But, because you know how I learned, my friends tried to teach me to smoke. I don't know why. We bought a little packet of 10 Lexington. Amen. And we went into the bush and we climbed the tree so nobody could see us. And up there in the tree, they lit my 10 Lexington for me. And I thought, now I'm a man. And then I puffed and they said, no, you must breathe. I breathed, I fell right out of the tree, I hit the ground, I never smoked again. Amen. Hallelujah. Listen, there is a supernatural dimension to the altar of God. God wants you to know today that establishing the altar in your home will bring a supernatural dimension into your home. How many of you want the presence of God in your home? We are declaring by the altar that God is Lord of this home. This home belongs to him. God, you are honored here. You are reverenced here. You are served here. You are put first here. Your presence belongs here. You are trusted here. We do not lean on the arm of the flesh. We look to the living God. Hallelujah. Listen, without the supernatural dimension, without the Holy Ghost, we are just like the world. You become religious. Take the Holy Ghost away and you're religious. Then instead of having the power of God deliver you, you need to go to counseling sessions, to counsel your demons. Teach your demons to behave. Come on now. When there's a supernatural dimension, there's no place for the devil. Hallelujah. The anointing breaks the yoke. You want to know how to have a clean family? Jesus said, now you are clean through the word I spoke. When you establish the altar and you share the word, you are washing your family. Somebody say amen. It's a very important thing. Without the Holy Ghost, we will accommodate the world, my friend, very quickly. And that's why we establish the altar. And that's why we encourage each and every one here to embrace the vision. Can I say it again? We encourage each and every one here to embrace the vision. If you do not have the vision, you're not part of the vision. Now, I think I'll preach that to this side of the church. If you do not embrace the vision, you're not part of the vision. Amen. I want to preach it to this side of the church. If you do not have the vision, you're not part of the vision. If you don't live the vision, you can't establish the vision. If you don't apply the vision, you cannot know the power of the vision. Hallelujah. So we don't just come to church to hear a good message. Whoop, whoop, hallelujah. Swing on the chandelier on your way out. No. We come to be changed. Come on now. We come to be changed. We're not the religious. We don't go to church on a Sunday and the rest of the week we're living just like the world. That's the main thing that changed when you get born again. Sabbath becomes a holy day unto the Lord. It becomes every day. Somebody say amen. Hallelujah. We must have the vision to be part of the vision. Abraham showed his family and the world that he was following God by the altar. It is evidence. He acknowledged God at every milestone of his life. Hallelujah. There's so much to that. There's even an offering message in that. Tell your neighbor, I can feel an offering coming. I'm not talking about from me. I'm talking about from your spirit. I'm talking about Abraham acknowledging God, and every time he built an altar, he sacrificed to the Lord. He acknowledged, God has brought me this far. Hallelujah. And he blessed the Lord with thanksgiving. You know what we have in our family? Every time we reach a milestone or something happens, we get together and we sit and we talk. And we give God praise and we give God thanks for what he has done. And we say, the Lord brought us this far. Can you believe it? How did he do it? Amen. And we give him the honor. Somebody say, give him the honor. As I was praying about this, the Lord said to me, I want to release the anointing of Obed-Edom on my house. Hallelujah. And that is the dimension that we are stepping into as a church. Listen, this world cannot handle a supernatural church. This world cannot handle this church walking in a supernatural dimension. Hallelujah. Cannot be contained. Praise God. And so I declare that blessing. You say, Pastor Johnny, what is the blessing of Obed-Edom? Let me tell you, the Bible says that Obed-Edom, remember they brought the ark and the oxen stumbled and then somebody died and then they got scared of the presence and they put the altar, they put the ark in Obed-Edom's home. And he received the ark. And he established the altar of God in his home. And the Bible says the presence of God manifested in his home. If you build an altar, God will answer it, inhabit that altar. Praise God. Now, look at that in 2 Samuel 6, verse 11. The presence, the supernatural blessing of God began to saturate his home. And in Jesus' name, this is what God has said, his blessing, his supernatural presence is going to begin to saturate homes here. Read that, 2 Samuel 6:11. The ark of the Lord remained in the house of Obed-Edom, the Gittite, 3 months. And the Lord blessed Obed-Edom and all his household. Oh, I like that. Hallelujah. And the Lord blessed Obed-Edom and all his household. Listen. It was the same Obed-Edom in the same house with the same wife and the same children and the same income and the same education. But the moment the altar was established, the Lord blessed. And a supernatural dimension entered his home, and suddenly all his household were blessed. What does that mean? The children were blessed. The spouse was blessed. The uncles were blessed. The aunties were blessed. The cousins were blessed. Everybody started experiencing the presence of the covenant. Hallelujah. And it says then, verse 12, now it was told King David, saying, the Lord has blessed the house of Obed-Edom and all that belongs to him because of the ark of God. Everybody needs to lift your hands and say, the Lord bless the household of Chrobless. Now, come on, say your name there. And the Lord bless the household of, hallelujah, and all that belongs to me. Come on, say it again. And the Lord blessed the household of Chrobless. And all of his household and all that belongs to him. There's not place for a devil. There's no place for a devourer. There's no place for sickness. There's no place for poverty. There's no place for a curse. All that belongs to him. Hallelujah. Oh, I see the glory of God all over this place here this morning. Amen. I want to show you another instance in the scripture where acknowledging God's presence brought supernatural manifestation of the presence of God. Watch this. Turn with me to Judges 13. Hallelujah. Judges 13, verse 15. This is the occasion of Manoah, who was going to be the father of Samson. And the Bible says in verse 15 of Judges 13, are you there? Then Manoah said to the angel of the Lord, and of course I'm speaking to you by live streaming as well, your house has been chosen by God. Hallelujah. Then Manoah said to the angel of the Lord, please let us detain you and we will prepare a young goat for you. And the angel of the Lord said to Manoah, though you detain me, I will not eat your food. But if you offer a burnt offering, you must offer it to the Lord. For Manoah, listen to this, for Manoah did not know that he was entertaining the angel of the Lord. While he was having altar, he thought it's a normal day. He thought this is just us having a meeting with a stranger. He thought this is just a natural thing that I'm doing. He did not know that by establishing the altar, he'd attracted the angel of the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, you know, you can go back in scripture. Theologians tell us that wherever the Bible uses the term the angel of the Lord, it's speaking about pre-incarnate Jesus Christ. But let's just leave it there. So he did not know. He thought he was just having supper, a natural meeting. Just us sitting together with the Bible. Just us having a bit of a time. But his natural altar carried a supernatural dimension. And this is what I want to tell you. When you establish the altar, God says there's a supernatural dimension. It's going to come on that altar. And I'm releasing that anointing here today. He thought he was just busy with carnal business. But his altar was the God's business. Hallelujah. And the Bible says, and then Manoah said to the angel of the Lord, what is your name? That when your words come to pass, we may honor you. And the angel of the Lord said to him, why do you ask my name, seeing it is wonderful? And so Manoah took the young goat with the grain offering and offered it upon the rock of the Lord. And he did a wondrous thing while Manoah and his wife looked on. It happened as the flame went up toward heaven from the altar, the angel of the Lord ascended in the flame of the altar. God's declaring, I'm going to do wondrous things in your home. My angel's going to manifest. My presence going to ascend and descend on you. Hallelujah. The Lord did a wondrous thing, a supernatural thing. I want to say to you today, the altar attracts the supernatural presence of God to your home. We must realize that, and I often say this, that these things do not happen automatically. That's why this Bible is called a manual. It's not an automatic. You have to do something. You have to put that thing in gear. Hallelujah. Are you with me? The altar is doing something. Establishing something. Amen. And the Bible says, when Manoah and his wife saw this, they fell on their faces to the ground. When the angel of the Lord appeared no more to Manoah and his wife, then Manoah knew that it was the angel of the Lord. So throughout this encounter, Manoah is still not realizing. It's a supernatural dimension to this meeting. Hallelujah. And so I want to come back to the title. You don't have to shout. You only have to shout first time I mention the title. The supernatural dimension of the altar. Come on, lift your hand. Say, let the supernatural dimension of the altar of God be established in my home. Hallelujah. God told me to release that supernatural dimension, release the oil of the anointing on your homes. Hallelujah. It's going to come on you mightily yet today. And today there'll be a change. There'll be a supernatural dimension being made manifest. Hallelujah. Remember, God is telling us to prepare for a visitation of His Spirit. God is preparing the church for the end time move of the Holy Ghost. And watch this. Jesus is not only a lamb for an individual. He's a lamb for a household. There's power. Somebody say amen. He's a lamb for a household. There's something that happens when the priest of the home takes authority and establishes altar in his home. You say, what do you mean, establish altar? Take the Bible, call your family together, open in prayer, spend time around the Word, read the Scripture, pray. Amen. Put God first. Acknowledge Him. Hallelujah. And if you don't know how to do it, buy a daily devotional. Simple. Start there. Amen. And let the presence of God be manifest. Now, you say, Pastor Johnny, those are Old Testament manifestations. Can I tell you something? Jesus spoke about the power of the altar in the home. Turn with me in the New Testament to the book of John chapter 14 and verse 21. Jesus here directly speaks to us about this wonderful promise to his church. Are you there? John chapter 14, verse 21. He who has my commandments and keeps them, it is he who loves me. And he who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him from a distance. I will look upon his home from heaven, from a high and lofty place. Huh? What does it say? He who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and manifest myself to him. The same way as Manoah attracted the manifest presence of the angel of the Lord, Jesus says, when you establish him, when you love him, when you set his commandments, he says, the Father will love him, I will love him, and I will love him and manifest myself. Come on, lift your hands and say, Jesus, welcome. Manifest yourself to me, to my home. Hallelujah. Man, what an incredible promise. I believe that you're going to start seeing Jesus walking into homes. Jesus manifesting. He didn't just say, I will reveal, or I will let you know that I'm there, or where two are gathered, he's present. He says, I will manifest myself to him. I see a time where the presence of Jesus enters homes. And Jesus talks, because God is no respecter of persons. Every time that he has physically manifested and appeared and walked into somebody's home was a testimony that a time is coming where he will appear to each and every one. Hallelujah. He says, I will manifest myself. Now read that. He says it twice. So Judas, not Iscariot, said to him, Lord, how is it that you will manifest yourself to us and not to the world? And Jesus answered, verse 23, and said to him, if anyone loves me, he will keep my word. And my Father will love him. And we will come to him and make our home with him. Makaraka bosi ke pahanta daya. The hand of the Lord is upon you. The time for the presence of God has come. The time for the church to establish altar. Hallelujah. And acknowledge him has come. The end time move of God is upon us. The time for the manifestation of the presence of Jesus Christ is upon this church. Somebody say hallelujah. So today, in the name of Jesus, I bless you. Can I have the worship team? I'm going to release that anointing that the Spirit of God spoke about last night. I said, Lord, how am I going to? I can't anoint everybody with oil this morning. But you know what? The oil of the anointing is his presence. It's his glory. It's his touch. Hallelujah. As that oil comes in your home, what can you expect? You can expect dissensions and strife to end. You can expect little, you know, disagreements and misunderstandings, because the anointing oils the home. Peace is going to enter your home. The presence, the blessing of God's going to manifest in your home. Hallelujah. Come, Holy Ghost. Come on, just let your heart get hungry. He's revealed himself. He's revealed his will. He's revealed his promise here to us today. Hallelujah. Shakro seche kabana baya. Leke shanko. Let your heart be open, because if you receive, you can have. Sabrane ke sakantidaya. Thank you for your precious anointing, Holy Ghost. Thank you for your power. Thank you for choosing us, Lord. We've not chosen you, but you've chosen us. And I want you from your heart just to start saying, God, I'm choosing you. I'm choosing to establish the altar in my home. I'm choosing to acknowledge the supernatural dimension. I'm ready. You might start in the natural. It might seem like difficult. You don't know what's going to happen. It might feel very natural to you, but there's a supernatural dimension. The Spirit of God says is going to manifest. And right now, I see that supernatural dimension in the name of Jesus released in every, that's it. He's already settling on lives, settling on homes. It's a condition of the heart. It's a preparation of yourself for the presence and the glory. All over this place, thank you, Spirit of God, as hearts are open, as we long, as we yield, as we yearn, as we thirst, as we seek and we hunger. And we yield to you, Spirit of God, thank you. Even now, there's an impartation. Even now, I dedicate my home to you. I dedicate my family to you. Like Obed-Edom, I welcome the ark of your presence. Shabra seke, eka soko dabare kera bosia tanara. That's it. That's the Spirit of God answering. That's the anointing coming to you. I see tongues of fire settling on lives, settling on hearts here this morning. Shabra sekera bonabaya. I release the oil. I release the wine. I release the oil. I release the wine. I release the oil. I release the wine. In the name of Jesus. Shabra tikira. Come on. Just pray in the Holy Ghost. Open your spirit. Thank you, Jesus.
We trust that you were blessed by that word. Our prayer is that you are inspired to become more like Jesus. If you'd like more information about Durban Christian Center, contact us on Durban code 031-467-0457. We'd love to hear from you, so please send us a praise report or even a prayer request. Thank you and God bless.